News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, we had an interesting email into our show yesterday. It said, Kieran Shane, I'm concerned about non-alcoholic beverages being, these are non-alcoholic beers and wines and spirits, being for sale outside the off-licence areas of supermarkets, and I'm concerned that this is a gateway for my children. And it got us all thinking here on the programme, is there an issue around all of this? And Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, is on the line. Sheila, thank you for speaking to us. Do you believe that our listener, who I think was a very genuine email, they were a parent of a teenager, they said they're a marketeer themselves and they're walking around the soft drinks aisle and they're seeing Heineken Zero, Guinness Zero and various other non-alcoholic drinks for sale, that this is an issue? Is this a gateway drug?
Well, thanks for having me on, Ciara. I certainly appreciate where the listener is coming from. As the legislation stands, it is correct that those products can be, you know, are in fact actually are required to be outside the alcohol section of a supermarket. But I think I can understand where the listener is coming from, because in some ways you can see that the actual, even the title, the names, the brands that are actually being used are in themselves an advertisement for an alcohol product. But as the legislation would stand, it is correct that they are outside of the structural separation element of the supermarket. And you know, we see this, you know, you know typically you'll see advertisements as well outside, which, you know, for these, you know, zero product
they're on brands. Bus shelters, the sides of buses, billboards and all of that. Is advertising by the likes of Diageo companies, you know, for their non-alcoholic products, is it a kind of a Trojan horse? They get the name back out there, but they're sort of allowed to do it because there's no actual alcohol in that specific product.
Yes, I think it is. It's certainly, you know, it's certainly very visible. You know, the name is very visible, and it's clear that, you know, it's an alcohol brand that is being advertised, even if it is a zero product. There's actually interesting examples, though, in countries such as Norway, for example, who would say that a zero alcohol product has to have a different brand, so it can't actually use the same name as what you would normally associate with the alcoholic brand. And I think that's actually a very interesting approach. I would say, though, probably our biggest concern at the moment is to make sure that the legislation that we have at the moment is being, you know, fully implemented. So, for example, we would know that there are many examples of shops up and down the country who have not yet actually implemented the structural separation legislation in their own shops. And we would be very keen to see that at least happening straight away.
Okay, and can I ask you a last question? Are you concerned around the availability of this in the soft drink section and what that might do to young people, 14-year-olds, people like that, that might think it was cool to drink a non-alcoholic beer, but it's like the idea of those fake cigarettes we used to see when we were kids in the shops, and you'd be smoking away and there was nothing in it, it was sugar, but it gets the habit formed. Is that a concern?
Yes, I do think it is a concern. It is a product that I don't think should be targeted towards young people. You know, it is a product. It's you know, legally for sale. I absolutely get that. And, you know, there are many occasions where it is good to have other alternatives, but it's not a product that should be directed towards children. Absolutely not.
All right. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Shane, you, like me, have teenagers. Would you have any concern around this?
Not something I thought about until the person texted me. I get the point. I think even though they're not alcoholic, they should be in the alcohol section.
Yeah, I kind of agree, although, dare I say it, my own experience of raising teens is they've no interest in the non-alcoholic beer. It's the alcohol beer that they're actually focused
that
on.
That would be a fine
the
thing.
Only argument I think in favour of having them separately is for people maybe who have an issue with alcohol that might like a non-alcoholic product and don't want to put themselves in the off-licence section. There's possibly an argument around that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch, I think.
Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Should alcohol-free alcohol-type products be available in the soft drinks aisle?